This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Today, Colorado's health department issued a public health order to GEO Group and its immigrant detention center in Aurora. It's a push by the state to allow health authorities to investigate the possible spread of tuberculosis at the facility. Read more on this breaking story by coming to CPR.org. More than 650 acres in Woodland Park could become that area's largest recreation site. The Palmer Land Conservancy recently acquired the privately owned Pinestone Ranch. The property is connected to thousands of acres of federal public lands. The purchase used money from Great Outdoors Colorado and several other organizations. A former coal mine is now a solar farm. The site is owned by beer brewer Molson Coors. It's in Keensburg, northeast of Denver. A new array will offset about 7% of the company's electrical use in Golden, 48 miles away. Rachel Snyder is the company's vice president of sustainability.
This is about a 7.2 megawatt project. It is limited in size. We have a lot more land than what we're using right now, but this is as big of a project as we can build under the current state structure.
Coors says the solar project goes hand in hand with its efforts to reduce its energy consumption. New leaders are in place for two key Colorado health institutions. Intermountain Health named its new region president. Scott Peek will oversee business and clinical operations for operations in Colorado, New Mexico, eastern Wyoming, and Montana. Courtney Isis is now regional president of Kaiser Permanente in Colorado. The Colorado Sun reports it's a turbulent time in Colorado's hospital market. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.